Hi, this is a registration for Seema J. Palmer. S-E-M-A-J-P-A-L-M-E-R. Seema J. Palmer, date of service is July 10, 2024. Date of birth 4-10-1990. Date of accident is 8-2-2023. The patient was T-bone on a driver's side as a front seat passenger in this accident, after which she has been undergoing conservative treatment and medications, physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, neuropsych, neurology treatments. She reports that her pains are still continuing as before, including headaches, which are 8. Neck pain, lower back pain is continuing to the tune of 8. And pain in the left shoulder is also reported to the tune of 8. Overall, the pain varies from 7 to 9. And there is some radiation of pain to both the buttocks from the lower back. That is less often. She also has a severe spasm in the back. Muscles like quadratus lumborum and paravertebral muscles is quite depressed. She reports that due to the epidural injection, she has seen improvement and hence she wants to continue with them. At this time, there is some radiation to the left buttock from the lower back, and she is on somatriptan for headache relief. She's seeing a neurologist, Dr. Burns, right? And she is otherwise stable, and she reports that her pain is 9 on a scale of the pain is between 7 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, and ADLs are affected 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. 70% relief is reported by the patient. Please give you the record for the ADL for system review, for additional issues, substance abuse, and also the compliance history regarding the so physical examination, the blood pressure is 116/80, pulse is 49, and pulse ox is 97. The rest of the exam is the same from previous visit dated June 24, 2024, dictation number 0624-062. Plan is to continue neurology treatment, counseling, neuropsych treatment, psychiatric treatment, and also continue helping the patient with pain. I provided the patient with Norco 10/325 once a day for 15 days, as she says the pain medications are not controlling all the pain and she's suffering quite a bit. 15 tablets were provided, and patient will be monitored for that. Her MAPS and labs have been reviewed, and patient is found to be in compliance. In addition, patient already has all the medications from the previous visit, which include Celebrex, Flexeril, Xanax, Zoloft, and Cerisol, that she should continue. MRIs were discussed with her at length, and patient was advised to continue her treatment for lumbar epidural, thoracic epidural, and cervical epidural injections based on the MRI findings, which is disc herniation at L4, 5, L5, S1, and bulging disc at all level, L3, 4, L4, 5, L5, S1, along with compression of bilateral L5 nerve root and L4 nerve roots, is one of the best options. And that is the end of dictation. Thank you.